Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals open up their first of 3 weeks of voluntary OTAs in Tempe, and as expected by many, quarterback Kyler Murray not among the attendees. Murray wants a contract extension, as stated earlier this offseason by his agent Eric Burkhart, and apparently not willing to risk anything until he gets one. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury did say he expects Murray to be in attendance for the mandatory minicamp, which is scheduled to happen June 14th through 16th. I know it's all CBA related, but does it make sense that there's 3 weeks of voluntary stuff and 3 days of mandatory stuff?
No, absolutely zero sense. Right?
That's a win for the union, I guess.
I was, we've all seen the footage of them coming off the field yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were all answering the question, what celebrity is playing you in a movie?
Yes.
And I had this horrible feeling of this team is going to lose a lot of football games. And it was just a bad feeling because the quarterback's not there. That's all. I'm not, when he gets there, it's going to be different.
Okay. So it wasn't their answers.
I was going to say, what's the...
It's just feeling.
I'm glad.
How much clearer do I have to make that to you?
What would Kyler's answer have been? Who would play Kyler Murray in a movie?
Kevin Hart. Come on. It's low-hanging fruit, literally, but I...
Literally.
Cardinals also released some other big news yesterday. They will be featured in the in-season edition of HBO's Hard Knocks series.
Wow.
The series will chronicle the Cardinals' day-to-day operations over the back half of the season. First time the Cardinals will be featured in the popular series, which started back in 2001, and added the in-season episodes for the first time last year when they featured the epic collapse of the Indianapolis Colts. It wasn't scripted,
yeah,
as far as we know. Other NFL news, Aaron Donald of the Super Bowl champion Rams, not at OTAs. He wants a new contract. Sean McVay says there's good communication going on. Matthew Stafford of the Rams was at OTAs but did not participate in any throwing. He's been bothered by an elbow issue and says he doesn't even know if he'll do any throwing between now and the start of camp. San Francisco wide receiver Deebo Samuel, he wants to be traded. He didn't show up at San Francisco's OTAs. And former Arizona Wildcat and Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles signed a 2-year deal with the Colts. Another night, another blowout in the NBA playoffs. Boston destroyed Miami 102-82 to even up the Eastern Conference Finals at 2 games apiece. The Celtics jumped out to an 18-1 lead over the first 8.5 minutes of the first quarter. Never looked back. They won by 20 despite shooting under 40% from the floor and 23.5% from three-point range, but it was all free throw shooting. They made 32 free throws compared to Miami's 8. Jason Tatum at 31 for Boston, who played without Marcus Smart. Miami played without sixth man of the year, Tyler Hero. The Heat starting lineup combined to shoot 7 for 36 from the floor, and they got outscored by Jason Tatum by himself.
What another disgusting night in the NBA. That game was 18-1 early. Yeah. Talk about turning people off immediately.
It never got close.
No.
Never got close.
Yeah, these alternating blowouts are for the birds.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Miami. Tonight, the Golden State Warriors can become the first team to clinch a spot in the NBA Finals as they look to complete a Western Conference Finals sweep of Dallas. Warriors have been responsible for the last 2 Western Conference Finals sweeps, disposing of Portland in 2019 and San Antonio in 2017, both 4-game affairs. Tonight's game gets underway at 6. You can hear it on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2, starting with pregame coverage at 5:30. On the diamond, the D-backs got another win last night. They downed the Kansas City Royals 9-5 at Chase Field. Pavin Smith, Christian Walker both homered off Zach Greinke in the first. Greinke making his first start back at Chase Field since leaving the Diamondbacks. D-backs didn't grab their first lead, however, until the fourth when Ketel Marte's double scored Smith and Dalton Varsho, breaking a 5-5 tie. Starting pitcher Zach Davies left in the fourth inning. He took a line drive off of his shin, and he is, as Jarrett would say, heavily contused.
Had the luge.
Manager Torrey Lovello said the x-rays were negative, but didn't know Davies' status moving forward. Same two teams tonight, Chase Field. Zach Gallen going for the D-backs against a right-hander, Jonathan Heasley. 6:40 first pitch.
Yeah, wild beginning to that baseball game. Wild first inning.
Yeah, 7 runs total.
Crazy.
4-3 after the first.
That's 3 Zachs in 2 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the juice baseballs are back in Major League Baseball, by the way.
You think?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they were talking about how the league-wide or the sport-wide batting average would be the lowest since, like, the before yeah. they lowered the mound.
Right.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
Yankees third baseman Josh Donaldson suspended for one game by Major League Baseball for directing a remark toward Tim Anderson of the White Sox that MLB called, quote, disrespectful and in poor judgment, particularly when viewed in the context of their prior interactions. In addition, Mr. Donaldson's remark was a contributing factor in a bench-clearing incident between the teams and warrants discipline. Both manager Aaron Boone of the Yankees and Aaron Judge, their star player, came out and said they questioned Josh Donaldson's comments. Wanted to move on, but weren't exactly supportive.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be,
no.
in my opinion. No matter what level of it is, it was going to a very bad place, is what it was.
In the NHL, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning threw to the Eastern Conference Final. They beat Florida 2-0. They swept the team with the best regular season record right out of the playoffs. It's got a Phoenix Suns feel to it. The Panthers scored a total of 3 goals in the 4-game series. They averaged 4.1 goals per game in the regular season and then had 3 goals over 4.
Yeah. Okay.
In the West, Colorado got a hat trick from Nazem Kadri in a 6-4 road win over St. Louis. They give the Avalanche now lead.
What a story that is. That kid was getting death threats at the hotel in St. Louis.
Yeah, because he ran into St. Louis goalie Jordan Binnington. Yeah. He's out for the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah. And he responds with a hat trick.
That's a way to respond, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I wonder what those threats sound like this morning. Because, you know, the fans are like, oh, we respect what he did. No, that's not the way it works. There you go. There's your splash.